Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting second. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Essigian. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Gene Green. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Barry Lattman. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Barry Lattman. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting fifth. The third baseman, George Banks. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Marty Martinez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. And now, play ball. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Phillips moves to third. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona strikes out. One out. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian takes first base on ball four. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Phillips scores. Essigian moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Essigian moves to third. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Banks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held misplays the ball. That's an error on Held. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oliva moves to second. George Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew now playing left field. Bob Allison now playing right field. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Cott covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Doc Edwards now catching. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Kirkland. Batty reaches second base with a double. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen takes first base on ball four. Marty Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez bunts towards the mound. Latman juggles the ball. That's an error on Latman. Batty scores. Allen goes all the way around to score. Martinez moves to third. It's 2-1, Twins. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is called out on strikes. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-1 in the game. Green hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Martinez scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Twins. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-1 in the game. Power hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Green moves to third. Harmon Killebrew batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-1, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Allison is hit by the pitch. Pedro Ramos now pitching. George Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Allison moves to second. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Batty hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Phillips hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-1 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Essigian hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Marty Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-0 in the game. Martinez bunts towards the mound. Ramos fields it and throws to first for the out. Allen moves to second. One out. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0-1 in the game. Cott hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Green hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allen scores. It's 7-1, Twins. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Don Mincher now playing first base. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Held hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkland hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Killebrew strikes out. 1 out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Batty hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kindle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Francona for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Allen for the out. 1 out. Marty Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-0 in the game. Martinez hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kindle reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0-for-2 in the game. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Essigian hits a line drive into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Twins. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards first. Minger scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Edwards for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Banks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 9-2, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Allison is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Allison hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-2, Twins. George Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Banks moves to second. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Banks scores. It's 11-2, Twins. Marty Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Kirkland, who is chasing the ball. Martinez reaches third base with a triple. Allen goes all the way around to score. It's 12-2, Twins. Dave DeRiver now pitching. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0-for-3 in the game. Cott is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 12, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-2 in the game. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kirkland for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kindle strikes out. Two outs. Dave Tarriver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tarriver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 12, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Green hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mincher hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 5 RBIs. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Allison hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Edwards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 12, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lenny Green now playing left field. Bill Tuttle now playing center field. Jerry Zimmerman now catching. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 3 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Zimmerman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Essigian hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Green. Essigian reaches second base with a double. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Green takes first base on ball 4. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. Edwards is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 12, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. George Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman strikes out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops it up and throws to first, with Tarriver covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 12, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Held takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Agee pinch hits for Willie Kirkland. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Allen catches it and throws to first to double up Held. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 12, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.